Irina Solakova.
So, is Moscow very different from how it was in the early 90s?
Completely different. Sometimes you feel as if you're in a different city.
In what way?
It used to be very dirty and shabby. Even the beautiful historical monuments were very dirty. And there was rubbish everywhere in the streets. It's much cleaner now. They've repaired the old buildings, and a lot of attractive new ones have appeared. There are luxury hotels now. Before, we didn't have five-star hotels, just hotels. And there are lots of new shops. You can buy anything you want in Moscow now. If you've got the money, of course. Another thing that's very different, there are a lot more churches, old ones and new ones too. And there are a lot more foreigners around. Russian people really need to learn English now to communicate with all the tourists.
Is there anything you miss?
Somehow it feels less Russian. I mean, before it was a very traditional place. No, sometimes you feel as if you are in Disneyland. Everything is so clean and bright. It's not like a real place where people work and live.
That's interesting.
One thing that is definitely much worse than before is the traffic. It's terrible. There are thousands of cars everywhere. Often it's faster to travel on the underground. And the cars are very different, too. In the old days, it was really rare to see any foreign cars, like a Ford or a BMW. That was something really special. The men and boys used to stop and discuss them if they saw one. These days, you hardly see any Russian cars anymore.
So is the standard of living better, do you think?
For some people, yes, of course. But actually, I think for most people, life is harder, especially for old people. Everything is much more expensive. Food, transport, houses. It's difficult to imagine when you see this bright new city. But really, it's true, believe me.